You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Linda Lauren, a fourth-generation psychic medium, author, color, and energy expert, and business consultant. Linda is joining us today for a fascinating discussion about how she uses her abilities to bring positive energy to individual clients, families, and businesses. Linda conducts personal and group sessions in her metaphysical center in Mountainside, New Jersey. Linda, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. This is a real treat. Thank you.
And you are more than welcome, and certainly appreciate your taking the time to be with us. So to kick things off today, how long have you been a practicing psychic medium, and where is your metaphysical center?
I've been practicing, all my life. Since I'm like 3 or 4 years old, if you really want to go there. But as far as professionally, for the last 25 years, I've been in Mountainside, New Jersey on Route 22 West. My company there is called Linda Lauren's Embracing the Universe. And it's a metaphysical center that caters to all the needs, spiritual, physical, anything that you need, we have it.
If you would, get into how do you prepare for each day and each client?
I meditate, and I meditate heavily. So when I start my day, I always go into maybe a 15 to 20 minute meditation. And then before each client at the center or by phone or by Skype, however I am doing it, I meditate 5 minutes before each client for at least a few minutes just to get myself centered and balanced. That's basically the preparation that I use because it allows me to tap into the energy that will be made available to me through the client later on.
Also, how do you come up with the ideas to create your new products, such as the Vibe Room Energy Spray or your meditation CD, Graceful Meditations with Linda Lauren, for examples?
Okay, for example, the Vibe. I'm so excited for the Vibe Spray. It really comes from family. My great-grandmother and my grandmother used to use a combination of essential oils and different properties. We have a proprietary formula, but we do add in sea salt to get rid of negativity. We raise the vibration with various essential oils, and the end result is that you can spray it in the air and get yourself a real positive feeling, a little like, people who burn sage. They'll burn it, but it's not really doing more than clearing the area with a lot of smoke. But what I'm doing in terms of my family and what they've taught me is to clear the vibration with a friendly spiritual scent, and like rose, for instance, and then to embrace it further by having yourself lift the people up so that they feel really good when they do get the scent. So it's much more positive, and I've gotten it from my family to keep it positive. So I tweaked the recipe a little bit and bottled it, and now we make it available. As far as my meditation CD, I love opening people up to that awareness because it's so important that you respond, which is what meditation does. You respond with reason rather than react with emotion. So that's what my tape is entitled to help people with. It helps them to open up to the process of meditation, guided by my voice.
Now, in your book, Medium Rare, the memoir of a fourth-generation psychic medium, you discuss working with your angels and guides to manifest new things. Can you please explain that relationship?
Well, I'm Christian. I'm Catholic. But my beliefs are based in Christianity, and I have always felt a guidance from angels, from beyond what we see every day. And I have had so many situations open up to me where I have lost keys, and I have asked the angels, just in a prayer, can you help me? And I have found the keys immediately. There's always a sensation of asking the divine in through prayer in some way, shape, or form for what your needs are, and they'll help you. And I have built a relationship that way over the years because I have a very strong belief system that my mother opened me up to when I was fairly young. Ask your angels, and they will guide you. They're God's messengers. That's how she's held me.
Today we're speaking with Linda Lorne, a fourth-generation psychic medium, author, color, and energy expert, and business consultant that conducts personal and group sessions in her metaphysical center in Mountainside, New Jersey, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Linda, you talk about the need for positive energy every day. How do you do that with colors? Get into that, if you would.
Ah, with colors. Okay. Each color, according to what I have felt throughout my life, each color carries a vibration. And as a child, I used to see color bubbles. I still see it, but more so as a child, I was able to relate to bubbles coming out of a person's mouth when they spoke. And those colors would tell me something about them. Maybe red suggested that they weren't feeling well. Maybe white suggested that things were pure and going well with them. There was always a feeling that was attached to the colors. And so color does carry a vibration, and we have certain feelings that we create from the colors we see. That's why if you look at hospitals today, you'll see that they're not really the sterile white that they used to be, because they have found healing works better with greens and maybe lavenders and those type of colors, pinks. Pink will embrace love. Each color does have a meaning, and those meanings are attached to a vibration. And every day I do a color forecast that people can follow as to, well, what color should I focus on today, and what color should I wear today that might be conducive to positive energy. Because basically, I have discovered through practice in terms of these bubbles and this energy is that you can become very positive if you focus on the right feelings behind certain colors. So you have to go by what you feel in terms of the vibration. Some people will feel good with black. Some people won't feel good with black. But black is a definite boundary. It helps you to create boundaries. And it's really more of a positive color than a negative color. And so on. Those are how blue is very good for communication. Right now around you, there's a lot of green, which suggests that you're very good with creating a healing environment or an environment that will help you prosper personally. So green would be your focus today.
And it happens to be that green is one of my favorite colors, so good call on that. Now, how do you incorporate all of your abilities when you do corporate workshops?
When I do corporate workshops, I'm the first thing I do is teach them various techniques in terms of meditation. Because if they can meditate, they're going to be able to focus. And from there, I help them to create more of an awareness of direction. So I will teach them various colors. And depending upon the corporation, if they're in advertising, for instance, I will help them to discern what colors would help with certain products, with certain directions they want to go through. And it's very important that they feel well-rounded in terms of the big picture. So I help them to see the big picture through meditation, through color, through the energy that they feel. So if someone doesn't feel right about a project or about something that they're doing or about a person that they're sitting next to, that's definitely going to affect the performance in terms of the corporation and the work that they do within that corporation. So basically, I'm helping them to tap into their intuition in very different ways so that they can actually feel like they are making progress, and they do make progress.
You also talk about meditation being so important. Please explain how that works in your business.
Well, I'll tell you, I've had people, someone can sit across from me, and I will know immediately whether or not they're meditating. And basically, that's because a person who is reactionary and getting upset about everything and not really seeing things clearly because they're being very petty about life, they're definitely people who are not meditating. Because meditation allows a certain focus. And that focus creates more of a positive energy than it does a negative. So you're not reacting. You're just going to respond to everything. And you'll feel less of an urgency to be upset about something. So basically, teaching people to meditate is a very big goal of mine, because I know that from an emotional place, from a physical place, and from a spiritual place, they're going to feel much more balanced if they incorporate meditation into their lives. It makes my job easier. It makes their life easier.
One last thing, Linda. I've noticed that all your employees wear crystal bracelets. Why is that?
Well, you know, crystals and gemstones definitely come from the earth. They carry a certain energy themselves. If you look at a diamond, you can feel the vibration. You just know it. They each come with a vibration. We wear them to empower us. We call them power bracelets in a lot of ways, but they make you feel connected, and they have a purpose. So every stone means something. A blue stone might help you to be more aware in terms of what you say. You'll be speaking your truth more. Or maybe a citrine, which is a yellow stone, it helps you in terms of finances. But physically, it also helps you in the stomach area. So there are different stones that carry different feelings, and they each mean something. And there are entire books that are written about the various meanings that people have tapped into in terms of crystals and gemstones. I met a woman once who was wearing, she was standing in front of me in line in a store, and she was wearing hematite earrings. And she had turned to the druggist in front of her, and she said, you know, I feel so balanced. And I tapped her on the shoulder, and I said to her, that's because you're wearing hematite earrings. And hematite is a very grounding stone, and it makes us feel very, very good about our direction and where we're going, and it will make you feel very steadfast in everything you're doing. And she was shocked that any stone could have a meaning to it, but she was very aware of the fact that she did have this feeling of, yes, I'm successfully rooted in my direction today.
Well, certainly has been an interesting conversation, and certainly appreciate your time, Linda. Where can listeners get more information accordingly about you and your services?
Well, you can go to lindaloren.com, and I am also at Linda Loren for social media. I'm on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and LinkedIn, and you can find me around the net. But if you wanted my services or my products, lindaloren.com.
Well, Linda, thanks so much for your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Have yourself a great rest of your afternoon.
Yes, you too. Take care and God bless.
And thank you. We've been speaking with Linda Loren, a fourth generation psychic, medium, author, color and energy expert, and business consultant that conducts personal and group sessions in her metaphysical center in Mountainside, New Jersey. And for more information, visit lindaloren.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.